seated. You are very much welcome to the house of the Lord.
In
the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It has been a very hectic weekend. The weekend that just passed, some of us had to go to Tunsu Eja and Adijan for funerals. Majority of the church members are still there.
Asafimu inipahuru obibri edaswa wo eyi
na si. In fact, not I see Brother Parker now, but otherwise I was going to say that even the deacons and church, a whole lot of the people are with them, with Brother Edward and his family, as well as the other brother, young brother Isaac, that also passed.
Today,
as they have made it almost part of Christianity in Africa, in Ghana in particular, so-called Thanksgiving service. So after the funeral, they are following them to go for Thanksgiving service.
Senye yedi ababe kanye Christo sum enje sheye hon ewe ye man gane mono. Siye ye ye me minde biye uya ni kwe siyada so ni ye ko ena siya sore. Ndi ni parodwa e kanye nuya edu en hun yina ano. Omo kwa ku jano, amo mako ako denya nko pwansi.
And there are two, one at Atonsu Eja and one at Adijan Methodist Church.
Bako ewo Adijan Methodist asafumu ena afufro no so asafo ewo Atonsu Eja
Crudian. That one is the entire message tabernacle.
Ni ewo Atonsu Eja ndia ye wiye bremu nkransi mu asafo ni bia.
Well, I have to announce that God willing, I believe in here on Wednesday early in the morning to fly to Accra for a program, and after that hang on and fly out to U.S. Saturday, Friday, early in the morning.
Misanso asai abo mama niyese. Akobana se ede ukwada anopetutu. Meko enkrain na makwa kodi jume biyo hone. Jume diene echiri no. Ne efiada so onso. Misan ma tuwa konti yono so ako U.S. abrichi mem.
And it will be announced later on how the church will be taken care of in my absence.
And you see, actually, you know, your Bible bomb or send a bra mini hano as a free, you know, you see, out of three immunity or mafia.
Oftentimes, when I travel, one of the ministers becomes the interim in charge, and officer or minister in charge.
And pembe brain, no semi to quayana, as some free mubacon, and a bra mini hano. What's Jinama name now or share as a free any emuju median in unto 3 years?
So that will be done. And it was announced last week that we are going to have business meeting today.
Said ye now watch here, it chair mono, yesibo mocassiano, and I was here, yeah, as a free sicassimu ishimu.
And it is not advisable that if the pastor is not there, we go ahead and have it all the same. So we wanted it to be done today, but because the way the funeral has taken almost all church services and so on away, it's not feasible to do it.
Yeah, na enye no kwan so se saa ehiemu no bekoso na osofo eni hana ebisi nachi. Nanso se ne eyi a eba yenti ni enipa no mododo na eni ha no. Enye ne kwan so se bra nipa dodo na eni ha no se ehiemu die no so bekoso.
So it's postponed, but to be announced, it will be done. Whether I'm here or not, it is just we met, church officers met and deliberated on issues that are important to the church. So they will bring it over whether I'm here or not.
Anunti asafunumu mpenifonu eshiya ye na yehwe ensema horoa ewo se yesisia na yesi adwene ho anunti se sofo wa ha osawoni ha o ebre no so a Remember,
the pastor of this church is not J.C. Nameche. The pastor of this church is the Lord Jesus Christ, the owner of the church. And
Amen.
He's ruling his people through the Holy Spirit. And therefore, if I'm not there, other servants of God are there. And it's the same. It's not about man, it's about him. So we have to give total respect to whoever is in command by the grace of God.
Amen. Mama yen kain so say ohwefo a woda safu ya no no enye yen sofu jesi nemu ohwefo a woda safu na no no eye Awurade Yesu Kristo enu nti se wo ha o se woni ha o ne ogyina afa opru yachi ani dwuma die bia odi ne wo se die ani die e ma no se die ono so e wo ha pepepe enu nti wo se wo ha o se woni ha o obi a obegyina ha no obehwe ama saa ehiamudie ne akoso.
Amen.
Amen.
I want the church to know that the Holy Spirit is purging the congregation. God Almighty is purging the congregation, getting his children ready. It is soon, it's getting time to go home.
Me pese asafu nyina beti na yati asie se. Ohom konkro na ngasa e ti oni nkrofo ho. Na wasiesie won e de wona ma won fie kro. If it's enche bia na yem fie kro no adu.
It was also announced that on Tuesday, coming Tuesday, we are going to have a 1 week celebration of the passing of our brother Simon Bokete. And that we are going to do it here on the compound.
Sene ya san swedi ke ame yanin tieno. A brother, a way in any miyano. Yankopon de Domi yenia, yenia bear ma Simon Bokita, a raditon in Safren or no, yabayani na watch that, ewo asafi yen Monty Suheya.
It is cancelled. Cancelled because one, it is a lie to call 2 months or 1 week. How do you go? The brother passed almost 2 months ago. And how do you go and set something up and call it 1 week? It's a lie.
When our
traditional people had 1 week, they gathered as family to decide on the time they want the funeral to come off, and then it's broadcast in the village. Kung 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 kung. Nanasi and kanche muse. Aye ne ba me menda we da say say nebe ya aye on this broadcast. That was what it was, 1 week, and now 3 months and they are calling it 1 week. Can we as Christians join in a lie? No, sir. So we cannot have it. It's not 1 week. If we call it 2 months, then I'll agree. But 1 week there, 1 week, and yeah, 1 week there is a lie.
Sentia, ye chasa na watch then in Munse, yen your bearman, a raditon is a friend on a bebble swimming in Munye. It is here, Christopher, no, any pana, Yanko Porton and Safran, Bosumi Munye, yet mean Cassay, a yana watch that it's yes, yet your home cock of Rafrim. Send your name and anonym, as he did now watch that any penny free more. They now watch a super pepper, a busiano moon penny for Bessia, no marsha da cra, or more per se, or more bayesa, or more dofone ye. No more than you are, after no more, they are bokas here, or crooning in them, we say, and that say, and your bayer, yendofa, or free mono a ye. It is said, now watch it down a yan, yet let's say a chumbo ban or Bosumi Munusodia, yet me friend say, a yana watch it down.
Not only that, we told the family people we were willing as a church to do everything so that if they wanted to take the body for burial in Accra, which is usually done, that would be fine. They said no, they can't trust us with that. So they came and took the body away. And if they couldn't trust us to do that, and then the wife who sits back here, when they haven't even had their funeral and you do anything, is going to have a serious repercussion on her. So thinking seriously of what the implication will be, it's like commercializing her husband's funeral. We don't want that. We don't want her to be in danger by misguiding her or supporting something that could land her in trouble with the family. You understand? So I said no, and she has understood it. So we want it to be announced. No, not going to have that. After that funeral, she wants to sit down here, as we say, sit down. That's the best thing to do. And that's what will be done.
enye enonkoa so ye ne abusua no tenase e pese nka asafo ke ye ye betenase ne aye ayie no ho dwumadie nyina ese bibibia wie na se omo bepese omo de omo dofo na mu be kon kran omo akwa kokra na oho a na nka omo de ko nanso omo ne anya adwene omo se omo ntimi ma yen kwan e ma ye yen fa bibibia ra enu ti ye ne oyere no etenase e ka twese sade a ene ye nya bibia ra emfa nche wonsa enu ti o ma befa ye nua na emu no e de kon kran eti o mekwa akoye bibia wo ho ye mpese e be ma ye nua ba no e de ne ho akwa kwa wura bibia ra e be ko na wie no na e kwa akonya nsusuanso obo ni bibia ra e wo no so eti o meye bibia e wo ho na o mu ye wie ne se oyere no pese o tenase e wo kumase kurodua mu na ono so ye de o be ya eno de asafo no ye beta na chi wo sa kwan no so.
How many of you think that is a better decision?
Yemu do do say in Jesus say we ye agina yepa.
So that is what it is.
Yeah, it's here nyina ene no.
Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Amen.
All right, so with these two announcements out of the way, I don't really have anything on because it was announced that I didn't even pray I was going to preach this morning. It was announced that we're going to have this business meeting. Frankly, I didn't prepare myself for anything, but so I'm going to talk from my heart about some things and the way, as pastor of the church, what kind of encouragement before I leave on Wednesday.
So, sikase mu nhyiamu no eno na eda epono so nti no sofo se wanya ahosiesie wansiesie no ho enti mpofremu na waba begina ha se wo ye ohwefoe no ensema horo bi a erade de ato na koma so a obepese odebeto ye nanim no eno na ogina so na ode akasa akire ya no pe.
Shall we stand up?
Inyina ye nanso
erade yesu mesro fansa asem bia me kan emwa somano.
Amen.
Na de be boy ama yetumi agina se nipa baako. Ni apema koye nim ewa wie bre mu bra wo maya pensin se de ye dwii. Erade mesro ma hon konko na nkasa eme boy.
Amen.
E was answer me Jesus Christ with him. Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 20.
Asma funyuma ti adionu.
Reading from verse 17.
You can hear free into Moodon soon.
And from Miletus, Paul, he is Paul. He sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church.
Amen.
And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you all at all seasons.
Amen.
Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I've showed you and I've taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Amen.
And now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Mm. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men.
Amen.
I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God.
Amen.
Take heed therefore unto yourselves to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Amen.
For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch.
Amen.
And remember, by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace.
Amen.
Which is able to build you up.
Amen.
And to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
Amen.
I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, you yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me.
Amen.
I have showed you all things, how that so laboring he ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore, fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. They didn't kiss their lips. They kissed their neck. Oftentimes. So when you hear kissing, male kissing, don't ever think it is like, no. They kiss the neck.
Sanufie enya nofia osmafo Paul omofe anoni ano ni momneye ne konhu ano omdi ni trito no konhu no omofe.
Sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more, and they accompany him unto the ship. The Lord bless you as you take your seats.
Amen. Asomafo nwuma ti aduono nyimu dunson kusi na duasa enwoche na Paulo free Milito na Paulo free Milito suma ko Efeso kushia asafo no mpanimfo na oba ne nchen no oka kire won se munim se de ifri eda edikan a me ba asia no mene motena abre nyina mu na me de ahobrasie adwene nyina ani ni siopi Sosha eba mesuo yuda fuo bua ubu me numu mesum erade. Na mensidye eye mfasuo mu biaraso. Se ebia, meren kamen chremo. Na meren chremo, idwem, na me chremo, idwem eni ifimu. Na midi unyanku ponfem adwen satura. Eni erade Yesu Kristo mu jidie hon adansiye me chre yuda fuo, eni hela fuo. Na afei, she, hon homne she minti, mereko Yerusalem. Na minim die ebeto me wo ho gise honkonkon ni di mi adanse ekuro nyina mu kachre me ne amane a eretwen me na mremfa ye me nye bribi nanso memumia me kra aboden me ma me ho na me de anigie mawie me nantie ne esom a menya no Awurade Yesu nchen se mini onyankopon adom asempa no ho adanse na afi hwe minim se mo a Menam mumu meka ahidiye no ho asem no nyina renhunu manim biem. Eti ene midimo adanse yesɛ me ho afri mu nyina moja ho. Ifri sɛ mansi bibiara so. Sɛ ebia menka onyankopon trim agyina nyina menkyerɛ mo. Eti mohwɛ mo ho mo ho ani enwankuo nyina ahohom kronkron demo asisi won so ahwefo sɛ mobɛyen onyankopon asafo a ɔde ɔnoara ne moja anya won no yie. Na minim se mikro echi no empateku boni besian mumu na wori nyai enwankuo no kwa nso mwara mumu nipa besori a obeka nkontompo sem de atwe asuafo no edi won echi itimunwen monkai se mfie miensani anadwo ne awia minyae mumu biara efutuo ewo nisuo mu da na afei de mede mo hye ewrade nsa ani nadom asemmu ono na obetimi de mo asi ho na wama mo apagyade won a wate won ho nyina mu mani amre obiara dwete ana sika ana ataade mora munim se die ehia me ne won a wo ka me ho no ensei anu adwuma na mede minyae ni nyina mu me kire mo se ese mo yo adwuma saade boa won a wo ye mre na monkai erade yesu asem a oka se omamu won hira sene ogye na oka sa no okoto ni nankroma anim ne won nyina bompa ye na won nyina supi na ososo paulo konfe na no na de eye won nyina de eye won ya bebre ene asem a oka se wori hunu na anim biem na oja no shemu amen
amen. That was a message from the apostle Paul when he saw that his life was coming to a close.
We eye asem bia efri osomafo Paul nchen ba ye ebra wo hu se afi ne bre ehi no.
And he was exhorting the ministers or the elders of the church of Ephesus as to how to continue the ministry amongst God's children.
Na okasa akyerɛ asafo no mu mpanimfoɔ a na wɔwɔ Ephesus asafo no mu sɛneɛ ɛberɛ a wɔnni hɔ no obesi adi asafo no anim afa.
That first of all, they should realize that the flock of God was bought with a high price. That is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Deɛ na ɛdi kan a na ɔma mpanimfoɔ no ɛnyɛ mu nteaseɛ ne sɛ Onyankopɔn nwankuo no ɔdo ɔno ankasa ne mogya a ne bɔɔ den ɛne tɔɔ wɔn.
If you look at the purchasing price of any object, that is how you know the value of the object.
Adie bia no se wo hye adie no eboa wo de to sa adie no a ene kire se ne ade kro ne esiso mbofa.
That's how God wants you to see yourself.
Sa kwen no Onyankopon hwehwe wo se obehunu wo.
That's how God wants us, his servants, to see what he has committed to our charge and to our trust.
Sanso ene Onyankopon ehwehwe ne nkoa yi se de wode ase ne nkoa no nsa no omosi nhunu ne mfa.
It's more than just money. It's not about money.
Enye sika ebro de sika timitoso.
It's not about popularity.
Enye edin pebi.
It's not about people liking us or disliking us.
Enye se enipa no bepa wasem anase omo beta wo.
As we look at the cost, what it cost the Lord Jesus to redeem us from the power of death and destruction. Then he presents the purchase of that suffering, the purchase of that blood, and commits them into our charge.
Ɛno ɛna wɔde deɛ wɔde saa emoja abɔdenneɛ no ɛtɔɔyɛ no wɔde ahyɛ yɛn nsa.
It will mean therefore that business of God should be more important to us than our daily work, everything else.
Amen.
In our lives.
Nea saa deɛ yi ɛkyerɛ ne sɛ saa Nyankopɔn dwuma yi a ɔde ahyɛ n'ahwɛfoɔ nsa no ɛwɔ sɛ ɛsom bo sene yɛn honam fam adwuma biara a yɛbɛtumi ayɛ no daadaa.
The shepherd must smell like the sheep.
Itwa sɛ
we must be acquainted with the people enough to know whatever their needs are so that we pray them out and do whatever we can to lift them up from whatever burden they are
going through.
The chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus, is our example.
And this is why he said,
I know my sheep and I call them by name. Therefore, as shepherds over God's sheepfold, we should even know your names. When I was a school teacher, if I had a new class, I would draw a chart.
Me kuchere bibi
atu. Going to the tables in the classroom, I'll draw a chart.
Metro BB at Opronoso.
Now write the names of the students into the chat.
Nadia Matrono, Matrocho school for no more friendly in
the children don't know that I have a chat.
Now, a school for one of the Omo names and my BB, sir.
If I ask a question and yes, they raise their hands.
Then
I steal a look and I watch for the name. And yes, of course, I say, teacher knows my name. How they get so excited? Teacher knows my name. I want you to know that God knows your names. And He's recorded those names in the Lamb's Book of Life.
And
He used His own blood to write your name so that no power can blot it out.
There
is the book of life, which is a record of all that are born on earth. But there's a section of that book that records the names of the bride of Jesus, and that section is called the Lamb's Book of Life. When it comes to the other names, if you do any wrong thing, your name can be blotted out. And he even speaks of some of the names like Pharaoh. He said, Pharaoh, for this purpose have I raised you up, that I might show for my glory.
Amen.
Amen. So he was here just for that. That God, through Pharaoh, would declare His glory and power. But then he also had a Judas. There's a Judas whose name was also there. But because of what Judas did, his name was blotted out. And there's a strong warning. If anybody will add to what is there in the book or take from, your name will be blotted out.
Amen.
Amen. But we want to thank God that we want to believe that our names are recorded in that section of the book of life which cannot be blotted out.
Na yendie ye gye di say watro yendin ewo adwama ne kwangoma a sanfa ho de bi parent me pepa.
So God wants me and my fellow ministers to realize that the responsibility He has given us is so great that that should take center stage in everything that we do.
Eti onyankopon pese yenhwefo ene ne nkoa a aka ebo na ti dom ne nyina enya na ntiasie se sa adwuma a wode ahye won sa no eno ne adwuma a edimu na eso koronten dwuma die biara a ahye won sa.
Some time ago, we had a certain manager from a certain bank that used to be coming to church.
And
that man backslid. And I met him one time, said, why are you not coming to church? And he said, you are shepherd, you are supposed to be looking for me. And I said, you are a sheep and you know you are going astray and you keep going astray.
Mishia onipa na mebi sana say adenji na owura na nsen o ma sori. Imura ya wode ma me nyina na say wo woni odwanhwefo no. Na wodwan ayira a ye wo wasede say wo kona wo kwohwe wodwan ya wayira no. E na mesu me ka twa na say wo su yo odwan eti wo ma ne kwan no wo hunu say wo yira. Wo ba sian ba fie.
Wo say gambo o ho na nso nam na wa wani tia say wa na wo kan. You are confessing that you are going astray. And you know that the jambo is here and you are going astray. And you know you are going astray. And you want somebody to come after you before you come back into the jambo.
You
know, people, you should know your shepherds.
I was saying,
a lot of times people are in church and they don't even know who their shepherd is.
And
so they listen to any strange voices. And it doesn't take long. You go astray. Why? Because they are not ordained by God to shepherd you. The Lord Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. A stranger's voice they will not hear. So you should identify who God-given prophet, God-given servants that are feeding your soul.
You
identify it. They will understand you because God has given them special. Do you know what the prophet talks about? That Good Samaritan story? The Good Samaritan.
That man that was wounded. Sir Oberema Oprepra no.
And the Good Samaritan took him to the inn.
Now, Sir Samaria Nino, a fan, and then they call a whole damn bimono.
And left 2 pence to the innkeeper.
And I would just quince me no Edeman, you wash a whole dinosaur.
And he said, use this to take care. And then if I come back and there's extra, I will pay that.
And I all catch you and said, yes, sikei, nefashe, ureya, medena ba, nese, mesami ba mechi, nekafufrobia ba, meba bitu.
What that means is that when you came into the house of the living God, or you became a Christian,
nye etchwe ne se, ebra obabe ye e Christo nino.
The Almighty God gave you into the hands of his shepherds, his servants. And because of you, he gave them 2 pence. What that is, one is the word of God and the oil, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And then he's giving them something that they can enter into your feeling and sympathize with you and bring you out. They are ordained to do that.
Jumedia wadia se wonsa ene dia wadia ma wono ene se wonam sade odia se wonsa nso ebewura wo watin kemu na wo hunu oya wa ofa mu.
No other people are ordained to do that.
Oni pafufro bia ni ho a wo yi wonsa woni se adwuma.
Some other shepherds are ordained to take care of some other sheep also.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that they will be the only ones. I'm saying that there are some other sheep somewhere that the master has appointed special shepherds to feed them as well.
Yeah, well,
there you go. They are pastors to feed you and to shepherd you until Jesus comes. They are the caretaker at, let me see here, they are the caretaker at the end. Jesus gave them 2 pence, the word and the spirit. Amen. And if they need anything more, he will give it when he returns. So that's what I was just quoting. So, God, because of you, God has given special anointing and the word, the Holy Ghost, to his servants to handle your situation.
See,
no other person is ordained to do it that way. You can try it. You can go here, go there, and eventually when they wander and wander and wander, then they come back.
Amen.
But remember, there are wolves that will enter the sheepfold, and their purpose is just to get disciples after them.
Amoma yen kai se empateku bi baba bebo wura enwankuo no mu no amobo taye nyina ne se enwankuo no be free odwanhwefo opa na chi no ba be di ono pateku na chi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you have to know first Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7 and verse 17. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7 and also verse 17. So remember them which have the rule over you. Remember, Paul did not call just for one pastor, the church of Ephesus. He called the elders. In other words, God does not usually govern congregation if they're one-man show, like JC show. No. Every one of his servants that he has ordained has a special role in your life.
Mumma yen kai se onyankopon kwa a wayi won na wasra won woni nyina na odwuma die soronko bia ode ama won se woni e wo abrabo mu efri se osmanfo Paul efre fisomu asafo no enye sofo na woda no no kwa na ofre no na emom asomfo aka na woka osofo no ho nyina no e na ofre won.
Call for the elders prayer
asafo no mpanimfo no.
And he says to you, remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or the end of their journey.
Hebrew for Matidumi and Sanyimun Sono. Or say, Munkai Mumpenin for Waka Onyankopon Asem Achremono. Munshawan Abrabo every year in Siawan Gidi. Amen.
Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they work for your souls as they that must give account. It's a serious thing. One day, I was thinking about the people that have already died. And I'm telling myself or asking myself, if I have to give account for this person and that person and that person and that person, is there anything they were doing wrong that I should have rebuked and corrected, which I failed to do? Is there something I should have done that I didn't do and now they are gone and I'm still going to give account of their souls to God? It is a very serious thing. Either I do it and do it well or I quit. Because the Bible says in Jeremiah 48 and verse 10, that scripture, I quoted Jeremiah 3:15. Well, I'm going to look at Jeremiah 48 and verse 10. And it's a very serious thing for us as God's servants, a very serious thing. Listen, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back the sword, his sword from blood. In other words, if you have to do a correction, don't draw back. But another word there, cursed is he that does the work of the Lord lackadaisically, carelessly. I said,
amen.
So either you are committed to it or leave it. Otherwise, you are operating under a curse. It's a very serious offense. If you are called to be a deacon, if you know you can't do it fully, don't do it. Trustee, minister, whatever the office is that God is handing to you, if you know you can't do it the way it should supposed to do it, quit, because curse is every person that will do the work of the Lord lackadaisically. It's a curse. So we don't have to, you don't want a curse, you want a blessing.
Amen. Osofo say, Emre bi na oda ho na wo dwentwene. Ifri bra obabe ye onyankopon akoa. Any in Padu Dua or Mo Wu I want to smudge Mamunina. And I obisano Jose. Eti obi abana safumu. Ah na what tea abraboni bi ana isuboni bi mwa na wase ujina unyanko pwa semso. Eka satrono ekane nim e chini pakroba besi kwemu. Ah wa nyanesa. Nani nyine munso obakwaku jina unyanko pon enim. Akwaku busa oni pay ekra hon akonta. If you say, send your Jeremiah Nguma, it's here at your 9 or 3, and you move to the Ekano. Or say, I know me in Kao Nipe Biara, obey your Onyankopon Ejuma, Sare Biara.
You know, you haven't understand the word Sare Biara. Or how many don't understand that word sarabiara? Umudu do say na matiaka se we nya mi bra sarabiara. Umudu do say na matiase. Ma san kosu ye na mi hu. Okay, any exercise ye tiase. Doing it o pa na o ye o pa no anyhow, you know. Anyhow. Oh, can you imagine if the way God has called us and the work we are all doing, if you were doing the government work, do you think you'd be paid for the way we handle the things of God?
But do you think
if you're doing some work for somebody getting wages, do you think you'll get paid the way you are doing it?
Sɛnea yɛyɛ Nyankopɔn adwuma yɛpa na yɛyɛ yɛpa yɛnwo no sɛ yɛaba yɛ adwuma anaasɛ obi adwuma na wabie ɛna wafrɛ wo sɛ bra bɛyɛ adwuma na anka woyɛ n'adwuma no saa anka wogyedi sɛ bosome so a wobɛtua wo ka ana.
Do you think the way you come to church, the way you handle things of God, and if it is working for some man somewhere, do you think that God would have, that person will pay you the way you are doing it?
Senior Usi ba sorry, and senior Usi and Yankupon Jumasifano. So we'll be a Jumabi and a woman, Kabosumi Swan, Obenya Waketia.
Supposing we were working for God here, attendance and everything, and you think that just because something can take you away from church and you stay somewhere doing something else, doing the devil's work and expecting God's salary?
Yeah, Father said.
Doing the devil's work. And expecting God to pay you.
Your father says, "Senye, you're sorry about ACTA. Opa na oba, opa woman. Na what you need na adaba kupé. Kosi adangwa na adaba sorry. Eti senke ya juma bi na woya. Tinka obenye waketuya. Se woya bonsa mo juma na ushicho nyangu bonsa waketuya.
Amen.
Amen.
I may not suppose that I go and I don't come back and I die. I'm talking to you like a dying man to dying people.
Ibia me kwe betimi abase me nsa mabi mekwa ko wo ho etimi kasa chero se onipa owo na wo kan biribi dia chero.
Friends, let's back up.
Enu ano moma yen sorry.
Let's sit up.
Yen sorry.
Let's value what God has given us.
Na ne wo nyankopo odi amaye ne yema no som yen bo.
Let's value the blood that bought us.
Emo jana odi atoye ne moma no som yen bo.
And either we are fully committed to him or quit.
Anti say a man of sum yambo, I see a dear wuny na besomu, and I say Elsum yabunti bejem.
The Almighty God said in to Laodicean church.
When you uncle put you for a catcher Laodicea,
either you get red hot or ice cold. Say I spew out of my mouth if you become lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. That's like a desica, neither hot nor cold. You are neither here nor there.
Ya wakati wa Laodicea asafuno se obeye shia onye shi obeye nyunu suwa wenye hunyunu na botrobo jodie fino obefia fane num.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So but God talking about ministers, how he has appointed them to feed us. Let me finish with the Hebrews 13:17. Let me finish that. No, Hebrews 13 and verse 17. I didn't finish that. Okay. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they work for your souls as they that must give account. We cannot avoid it. We are going to give account.
As they
that must give us, so that they may do it with joy.
Amen.
And not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Amen.
Amen. Hebrew, etidumi ensanyimu edun sono. Muntie mo mpanimfo na momrɛ mo ho ase ema won. If we say one na wɔwɛn mo kra sɛ one a obebu ho akonta. Na wɔde anigye ayo na enye ahomeguo. If we say yei enye mfaso biara mma mo.
Amen.
Amen.
So we went to Jeremiah 3:15. Jeremiah 3:15. God Almighty cares for his children. He loves them so much. He says, I will give you pastors, shepherds. The word pastor comes is the same as a shepherd. or those who watch over you. So they can also be called watchmen. I, Jehovah God says, I will give you pastors according to my heart.
Amen.
Which shall feed you with knowledge and Amen. Understanding.
Amen.
Amen.
Sane, Junior, na unyankupon, a genie, a hunty. Say, and one am would defo Jeremiah so eka true yen. Or say, na me mamma asher for, said ye makuma pe. Na odin hunumu, any nim de, ayenemo. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, God wants us to respect his servants for the sake of the office that they occupy.
Si ni unyankupon, a share every year, ho, and say, Sa bebia or they wanna see any jumedia or they as shet na sha for senitino. Yamfa obuo any dear yina mawo.
Amen.
Amen.
He says you should even care for their physical needs, even as they intend care for your souls.
Or say, one hunam famu and hia dear biara ebe hia wono. Mumma yen ah what di yen asa won sana yan yin won ho sa so ena won sono or jini yan so yen cra.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you look at the frequency with which people are passing these days, young and old are passing. If you look at the rate at which people are dying.
Say your share, send ye inipa AC war, a bride, a woman, penny, and a more friend in our air wound and temia.
It should cause us to sit up.
I was say a Kenya Yemayatinasi
and critically examine ourselves whether we are in the faith.
Now you should say you mu ye pa say you would jidi any mwana.
Supposing you were to be the one that had just died.
A kobana says enka ye wo and our free mua.
Is there anything of which you wish you had repented of before you died?
It's in kabi bi awa brabo man ka upe senka o such a free one sana ka wuana.
Supposing just now your heart starts beating and the doctors in amaze, they take you up, whatever, and then they find you are just 5 minutes to die. Is there anything you want to put right before you die?
Your friend says, see, wakuma sha see bo peri 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 peri. And yet walk quiet or sabia na doctor for no share woman y nemu and woman say the adrun a cow simenum and son worth your chance for us as you so. Bibi wo mu and cow person says simenum no old best satra. Everyone.
That is how alert we should be.
Saying I was saying, my knee ever young hoss.
Always ready to go at any time.
A brain in emu, yes, 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 yes,
because truly it can happen to us at any time.
No quarimony, yes, 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 yes.
Some people in church are worshippers of the pastor. Why do I say that? If the pastor travels, they don't go to church. Remember, we are not here worshiping any man. We are here worshiping the living God. So whether pastor is there or not, people must come and worship the living God. Amen.
Amen.
So don't ever. Sometimes some people are, who is going to preach today?
And if
they happen to know and they disagree, listen, let Lucifer stand there and be minister. If he's giving you the word of God, take that word and leave Lucifer alone.
Amen.
Let me give you a typical case. Matthew 23, the Lord Jesus spoke to the children of Israel. When he came, he spoke to them. Matthew 23 from verse 1.
I thought that any person be a word. Unya bisa ene sofo ben na ebrichi ni eboni din chire no ne bia sofo na kan bibia anya ne debre bia atwa mu ti eboni din a o ma sori sofo e ka chire yen se sekoba se beba sori ne se bonsam kra na jina for prunyachi edi onyankopon asem ba na se asem na wo ka chire ne se ne urade sie ni a ye fa asem no ne nyai ono obonsam.
So the Lord Jesus spoke to the multitude and to his disciples saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for Amen. They say and do not. All right? So there's a scripture there telling you, you don't come here to worship. The man is occupying the message of their word. That was Moses, the messenger of their day. And ours, our messenger, is God's prophet, William Marion Branham.
Amen.
And these people are sitting in that seat of the message. So what they tell you in the message, you do. But if there's something that I'm not doing or somebody's not doing, that's not your lookout. It is between me and God. Are you listening? It's between me and God. So they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. This is it. But Jesus said, obey, submit to them.
Dear Yesu ekachere nkrofo akurokuro no efa farasifo no ho no ini. Matthew asempatia de onumi ensanyimu baako. Ena Yesu kasa chere nkrofo akurokuro ni nasuafo no se. Mose akonwa so ena atwefo ni farasifo atena. Enti de obase mo se muniso no nyina. Muniso na monyo. Na wonwuma de monyo. Ifri se woka nanso wonyo na ochichire enso adruduru to nipa so enipa metri so na wono ade onpese wode won satiampo eka eno nti eweye brei mu anase evitiase no onyankopon de ne kransem efa Moses so ene de brei Israel fo no eti won na wo ye won somafo sa na yansu ebrei so onyankopon ede ne difo abreyen se wode kransem bi asoma no afa no so abreyen eno nti se obi gina ho na se wo ka bribi a eye no kre e won kransem no mu a de wo ka a enam kransem ni nyina so no e wo se wodi so na nsu se bribi e won abrabo mu a ene kransem a oka no e bo abrade a eno de atwo ho firi ho.
What do you do? Pray for the person. But that should not be a stumbling block to you for obeying the word of the living God that they preached. How many understand that very clearly?
Amen.
Some of us are just Sunday church worshippers. And that is a very bad habit. Because you don't know just when Christ will come. You don't know when he will make himself real amongst his children and do something very spectacular amongst
them.
Remember the Gospel of John chapter 20? The disciples, after the resurrection, had gathered and Jesus appeared amongst them. He said, peace be unto you.
But that day,
Thomas didn't go to church.
So
he missed that blessing.
Remember,
Jesus has said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there.
He has
said that. So don't sit down, don't sit home and say, I'm streaming, I'm doing this, No.
Eradi Yesu si baabi a baanu anaba asahie mu e woni din mu no na wo ye ntem ejima ye nyina ho enka se ye de ye behye e wo Facebook ye behye e wo YouTube.
He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
O se ni fie e no ba frane mpae bo fie enye Facebook.
Get in there and kneel down somewhere and call upon the name of the Lord.
Se wo bo nkotodwe na wo bo mpae na wo bo Jehovah din.
Come to his house.
Brani fie mum.
Find a place. Look at Sister Hannah needed a child.
Ebra ye nua ba Hannah na wo hia oba no.
She went to Shiloh and went to the temple alone.
Oko silo and oko wura sia dan mu ho wono ko
a. She started crying to the living God.
Ano o sha sia sugu o Yakobo tias for
so. When the priest came and saw her mumbling, was not shouting and screaming and jumping up and down. She was full of bitterness of soul and crying before the living God.
Osofu pani eli babe hu no no na nya de se okasakasa amanu pie na no na obom paye e wonumu a osusu ya yawo ediguni yankopon so.
We all know why, how that he almost snubbed, almost like the way he spoke to her was not right, accused her of being a drunkard. She wasn't.
umayenka enhunu sene sofo panyi no sikasa efa oba ha na ho se ebimpo anako ye nsambofo nenso na nya nsana na abono.
And that woman politely, very politely, in respect to the office of the high priest, Tamira, come in fra emajije ntwie no me no monsan bia me how nie. So, oh, is that right, sister? Go, the Lord grant you your heart.
Amen.
It took a servant of the Lord to pronounce the blessing. Amen.
Umayehwe senior oba hana emfa ho ne de sofopanin eli eka fa no ho se bia ensa enti ena ma ne yesa no wode ojuo ene ahobrasie eka sa chere sofopanin no o se mira enya ensa ena ma no nemo mayau die ene makoma mu yao ene mehie ede agu menyankopon nim enro ene osofopanin no ejina de oba no eka yeso eka nhwansem ede gu no so se ene sori ne ko na de awohhehe no onyankopon ma na mrem.
Respect the man God has set over you as a husband, as a minister, as your father. Respect them.
Sa onipa na onyankopon apaja no se ono ena waya wo kanifo no so aye osofu o so aye wo kuno so aye enipa benyo fa ebuo fa ma no.
And God will respect you for doing it.
Na se waye no sa no onyankopon so di ebuo be ma wo so.
Church of the Living God.
Onyankopon ti asefo asefo.
It won't be long.
And cherry.
We are going home.
Yeko fie.
It won't be long.
And cherry.
This world will give way to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdoms of this world will give way to that heavenly kingdom.
And cherry. Na sa ewiase ya timu imu. Ene na hinie nyina ebe free kwa mu ama ye nyankopon ahinie no ababe di hene.
Yesterday when the sister Bernice and the mother or the auntie, the mother's sister, pushed into the same grave as it were. And nothing else was added. Just a casket pushed in, and that's it.
And ra ebra ya di yenuaba Bernice. Ene ne mami anawa kano hono ira adamnenu muno. Na bibia nka won ho eye won emu no ene adaka na na wodem no nko a.
Right now what they did for the Lord Jesus on earth is the only thing that will follow them.
Samre no ne omo ba betena asase so ene ne omo yede ma ye na urade Jesus Christ no eno na edi won achi.
So if the Lord called you right now,
to say urade e from prepreya,
what will be the reward that will be following you?
Edi en na beye aketua a ebedi wachi.
Is it the Jamai? Is it the chrono? Is it the filthiness? Is it what is it that will be following you?
Then in ebedi wachi eye gama mo ani afia fidiyo ani nyoma fia wa yon ebedi wachi ana.
What works will follow you to speak for you?
Enyuma beni ani ebedi wachi na kwa kwa kasa mau.
And you know Satan doesn't want us to think on our ways.
Na di anwa wana se obonsam empesi ebedi nchini yena kwa yihu.
We have to think on our ways.
I was here, Jenny,
so that the Spirit of God can convict us if we are doing something that is not right. Convict us and bring us in line.
So
think on your ways.
Examine
your heart very, very critically. And find out what is your motive. What is it that you are living for? What is it? What are you living for? Have you identified why God brought you here on earth? Some of us have almost lived out our days. Back down memory lane. What have I done for my Lord since I've been
here?
And each one, take a look back in memory lane. Look through.
Saa na ye nyina maako maako. Ye nhye na brabo, ne mu nkompa nhye na chi.
What have I been doing for my Lord?
E den na ma ye, e dia ma me rade.
And if you critically examine yourself and you find out that you are guilty of idleness and indifference, Then you want to ask the Lord to have mercy upon your poor, wretched soul.
You
as a head of your family.
Do you
bring your family together to pray?
It is so sad that there
are people sitting right in this congregation, they don't even pray in their own homes.
If I were
to embarrass you and ask you, how many of you pray in your homes with your family, your household? How many of you pray? And you expect God to bless you when, since the prophet said, the family that prays together stays together.
Amen.
Have you been praying with your husband? Have you been praying with your wife? Those who are lucky to have your partners alive.
Let me give
you counsel. That was the title, my counsel to you.
Listen,
please, husbands, love your wives. Why?
Come
and see Brother Edward yesterday. We do to go and take a last view of the wife before her burial. Brother Edward with his hands over his head and crying. And then I stood here and he was standing there, the head there. And I said, when I blessed the marriage, you took a vow. He said, till death us do part. I took a vow till death us do part. He said, but death has parted us. And this ring was a symbol of our union. But today, the union has ended. So I dropped this ring as a sign of our separation till we meet before the Lord. One day, your wife will go. One day, your husband will go. One day, your child will go. One day, your father will go. Your mother will go. Don't wait for them to go before you shed crocodile tears. Pass their living. Adu, pejanisu sreso. We hate our own wives. Some of us, we even hate our own wives. We treat them as if they are our enemies. You treat your own wife as if your wife is your enemy.
Why did you marry
your enemy? I remember Brother Timothy Ashon one time was saying that the Bible says even if your wife is your enemy, doesn't the Bible say pray for your enemies?
Love them,
because someday they'll be gone forever, and you wish that no matter how bad you think they are, you wish that they'll be alive.
And
you women, love your husbands.
Some of you,
the way you talk about your own husband to outsiders, your husband will become totally worthless before certain people.
Yeah.
But let them die Then you begin to realize that you are missing something. And you see that their presence was so valuable, but you didn't notice it because you were blinded by selfishness. You were blinded because you wanted him to be your servant and your slave, and he wasn't.
Oh brothers,
may God help us.
Mothers,
fathers,
children.
Abraham said that ungodly word that children use for their parents, say that old man, when you're old man, you're old. That ungodly word.
Old lady.
And you talk about your mother and you are using a slang, some kind of a horrible word.
One day, when the
casket is lowered and she goes there, that day you realize that's the only mother, the only father you ever have. So while you have him, cherish him.
Amen.
No matter what your feelings are, cherish him, because one day he'll be gone.
O kasafa o mame o papa ho o si o akokra no o mabre wa no wapie. Emfa ho ne se ne wo sitie bia da kru bi. Ebra wo be hunu se ye kasa nsunkonsum afa ye de ne shasasi mu no. E na wo be hunu se wa hyre adekase. Eti bra wote ase no ma woni so no na fa buo ni ani die fama no.
Amen. I told you I'm not preaching, I'm here just to give a general counsel.
Enye onyankopon asem na meka na emom afutuo na me de ma ye nyina.
Let me advise every person here and those who be listening to me from afar.
Ma men tu dodo a ehie mu wa ha, anyone a obetie atue e won from am.
Pray until in your heart you can love anybody, no matter what evil things they say about you and think about you.
Kosua bom pa ye wo wakoma mu kopem se enipa wo ye wo tanfo kese pa no a wontimi no no obetimi adose enipa no emfa ho ene de odi beye obi a.
And I'll give you a clue. I'm saying it one more time. The clue is this. Let's say TK, right, has done me evil.
Emfa se ma ye bibi e de tia sofo.
And normally I have to be bitter, or I have to hit back. Even if I can't beat him or do evil, at least in my heart I hate him.
Na send ye etes ye no send ye ma ye di etia no ntino. I was so one so ye bribe edi tria me so ka se mpo wonti mo mea. I was so ye bibi di si de ma ye no na na mu.
And that is when I get bitter and I start talking about him to other people.
Se minya oye obi de fan ho na me sha se kan se moni edi fan ho a.
If you don't want that kind of spirit on you, the way to do it, mention his name on your knees in prayer.
And
sincerely pray for him.
And
it is impossible to hate a person you have been praying for all the time. That is the secret. Paul said, I mention your names before the Lord in my prayers.
Paul say,
get to know the names of the believers as many as you can. And mention their names in your intercessory prayers. How many know, how many know this brother's full name? Raise up
your hand. How many don't know?
If you don't understand now, if you don't even know his name, how would you know his wife's name? Sister, if you are somewhere here, either over there or if somewhere here, come please.
Mama Eva Mpacho, Osofo Sebra, Enimuha.
Did you know that that is the wife of our precious brother?
Yenim se yen sofoi ani enuai ne yere ena abegina animu hai.
Her name is Mrs. Eva Buedu Ayeboafo.
Amen.
Mention her name in your prayers.
Amen.
They have 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls.
Learn
their names and be praying over them.
God
will anoint and bless the ministry so that you benefit from it. As you pray for them, sometimes the Holy Spirit will put their need on your heart.
And
why don't you go and give them this little gift? When you give that gift because God told you to do it, there's a reward coming for you. So God's servant Kwabena Buedu Ayeboafo.
It's
Sister Eva Buedu.
They
have 4 children. They have
Emmanuel.
They have Philip.
And you did hear Philip.
They have Sarah.
Sarah and Otoso.
And they have Sharon, who just graduated in Birmingham, in the UK, with a master's degree just last week or so.
And Sharon.
Mention their names rather than gossiping. Mention their names in
the press.
Bravo, Pacho, bra. Oh, sorry. Any son come bonidi. Look at this man here. How many know his name? I just mentioned. But how many didn't know his name?
You must do say any enemy and so forth.
Okay. So, Brother Francis Akwesi Bo.
Yenya Francis Akwesi Bo.
Sister, where are you? Maybe. Sister Rose. Okay. I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing, but it's for a purpose. So, Mrs. Rose Boer, this is our God servant Francis Boer's wife. They also have 3 daughters. And we know the Penny Evelyn,
who's
married and has children. And they have a Stella.
And you do hear a Stella.
And they have an Edna.
Edna Ichatuo.
How do I know their names?
Because
I mention their names in my prayers all the time.
If you say I'm praying, me bow and din, ewo me mpa yimu.
God bless you. So respect God servant as you pray over them in your prayers. Spirit of the living God might lay something on your heart to do. And do it. And God will bless you for doing it. Well, we have 2 more and they are not here. Dr. Martin J. Kofia J. is what this is direct uncle died, and yesterday was a funeral at Dry Ankwanta, and I'm sure today is a continuation of it, so he's not here. We all know Dr. Martin J. How many know him? Okay, almost all of you do. How many know the wife's name?
Yemududu Osene Nimi and Sofu Martin, are you ready?
How many know his wife?
Okay,
that is Sister Charlotte. Charlotte. Sister Charlotte Ajay. That's the Dr. Martin's wife.
You
also have three daughters and only one son.
Onosu wo mama mi ensa ene obabeni ni baako.
Get their names down, and any time you are praying, pray for him, Martin Ajay, his wife. Pray for the children, Priscilla. Pray for Joshua. Is the only boy amongst them. That boy who sometimes plays the keyboard. And then they have Lavia and they have Sharon. Three girls and one boy. Remember to pray for them by name. And as you pray for them, Spirit of God to anoint them, the Spirit of God to inspire them, the Spirit of God to protect them. You know, the devil, when we are casting out your demons, those demons will go to our homes, attack our wives, attack our children, attack us, and destroy so much that they can. And that's why we should always bear God's servants up in prayers.
Yen hunu yen sofo Martin ne yure Mama Charlotte, ene ne Baba Priscilla, Joshua, Lavia, ena Charlotte. Sharon, ye who won yina won din, na ye kwe unko to jenim, say ye bon paya, ye mo won din ma kuma kuna ye mon paya en fama wom. If you say empendu dwa adamoni hon huma, e hamoni ye bon paya, e dia tutu on akawan enimono, sa adamoni ni tutua, omukwe ne fiemu, no mukoko to say ne bushia foso, it's ye mon paya, sebeyena omusu ebenya bambo.
And on the list goes, not just our ministers, but learn, if you learn of any minister, find out their names, find out about them, and write their names down. How many of you have got a prayer list, what we call prayer list, people that you pray for? You have a list. Get a notebook, write the title, prayer list, people that you pray for, sisters that need children, those that want husbands, those that have these boys or brothers, men, women, so and so and so on. And then some of you, when we say we should pray, you don't even know what to pray about. And I'm giving you what you should be praying about. You can write down the names, and sometimes you find some people you don't know, get to know them, find out their names, and then as much as possible, how many of you have ever visited your ministers in their homes and you even know where they are?
You mudu do say any asun fui no. Yakwa kwashe baby or motie. Nyakwasra won pain.
The only times, oftentimes, I will see people is when they are bringing problems. You treat your ministers as you throw trash can. The only time you visit a trash can is when you have something to throw away.
Yena yan hwe fo no yaye won se ball ade. Ebre bia yeye yura no. Sa bre na yehwe ball ade a chira kwan visit ye koto yura na gu. Ube hu se obi e kosofufia na ode amane na eko.
And that's not what it's supposed to be.
Nyesa na wo se ye.
May God help us to stay knit together.
By the
power of the living God, by prayer,
and
cultivate a very forgiving spirit.
Because
whether you like it or not, somebody is going to offend
you.
And it takes the Spirit of God on the inside to actually forgive.
And
if you want God to treat you with kindness, extend that kindness to others.
And
he says, do unto others what you want them to do unto you.
If he said,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some of us are not concerned if something happens to another.
mfaye ho.
There are people in this church that have never seriously attended any funeral service.
Inipa bi
when they have problem, they want everybody to attend.
Inipa bi wey ntem wa safri mu a on de won ko aye bia da. Enso so on de won ya bia, opesa safri nyina.
Do unto others what you want them to do unto you.
Yo pesa afoforo nyema won di nkan yema won ansa.
Amen.
Amen.
And my last exhortation, not the least, but the one that is most precious to me.
Na masem mafutua etwato nye no ne emu aketwa. Eno ne de esom bo pa ma me.
Each individual should see God until you are baptized with the Holy Spirit and with the power of the living God in your life. Otherwise, I tell you, there's no way you can stand in this age that we are living in. How can any man, young or old, stand when women are totally naked in the streets? I'm not talking on the phone. After the phone is Sodom. I'm talking a reality. You are walking around and you see them totally naked. How are you ever going to be able to live pure mind, pure in mind and pure in heart when you are exposed to so much rottenness all over the world?
Ebe ye den ene se wo ye panyin wo ana se wo ye babunu abranti wa wetimi agina e wo bre a ye wo mon yi mu ebra wutisi ye monte so a adejabo benkum nifa enimu ni achire be biera e mabo won ho adejai sabre ya eye Sodom bra ye wo mon yi mu no ebe ye den ena wo ye abranti se wo ye panyin se wo ye berman kra be de wetimi agina wo sabre mu.
God showed his prophet 7 visions before the end of the world. The fifth one had to do with immorality of women in the
world.
He saw in his vision that women had gone so naked, they only had fig leaves one here, one there, and one down there, and walking everywhere.
And he swadi hunu de toso no mono ohun se e ma bo adeja kopem se omo nhyehye adeja kwati ne ne waya ne se broduma ha ban bi na wapan e na wode ato ne ha na wode bi so ato.
Some of you that are fond of buying lace, and you buy, why do you go and buy a lace?
Adenti e na obekwa akoto atadia
that when you can buy a full cloth, why do you go and buy a lace?
Adenti na wose okoto atadia ye tutu mun tokru wa bra betimi ato de munyina akata,
because somebody is wearing it.
Obi shebi nti wose akoto bi.
And some of you boys, because everybody has a beard, you also have to have a beard. I'm not saying if you have a beard you are going to hell. Let me say this and say it once more.
Minka says, "Oh, your brand is what you are about to say."
If any fashion comes and everybody in the world is following that fashion, remember the spirit behind it is not of God. If it were of God, the world would not be doing it.
I want to see a beer, baby, and see so. Ah, if we are seeing you now, baby, tree at this, I want to see a chino. You know. Kunu se emfiri onyankopon efise se onyankopon na akanko ade a kabeye dia mani pa se obedi so.
So if you want to know the right thing, watch what majority are doing and do the opposite.
So obese o tena sase so na hunu de tene na wo ye de tene a hwede nipa dodo ni nyina de atire na hunu se eno nye na da no ho firi no ho.
And they say girls, they go and plait the hair and then they did something like going down there like a pony, I don't know, whatever they call it. What are you doing with that kind of thing? If somebody wants to kill you, they hold that, tie you around, and strangle you to death with that thing that you are hanging behind you. What is it all about? What do you want? Then I'm up. What is wrong with you?
Ah, it's true. No, edit down now, Kukumu. No. The
hair God gave you, you don't like that one.
You go
for some hair from some demons somewhere, and that's, you prefer that just to look good. and more lustful, so that men, you attract men, and then you get into trouble, and then pray for me.
Brazil niga mamo ni binyua wachiche ugo na nu mwomu na ya ofe sebe ya na ohu be ya fe ne me mape u na damo ni ahu homo sanwa waba sofu wose omo mpa ya mfama.
Again, there are people that truly have a problem, and the prophet of God said they can use artificial substitute that looks like the original. If your original hair was not down here, is that why you are going to get one down there, artificial?
Se utrinwi anyankopon de ma wo na se bibia si na trinwi na tutu a. De na eye de onyankopon de ma wo na ngu na nkokom. Eti sa wo kopensia na mu a, enkopa de begu na nkokom.
If God gave you white teeth,
onyankopon ma wo sifita.
Then you lose some, like I've lost some, and you need to go for a substitute. You don't go for green teeth or pink teeth.
BBC esifita na nyankopon de ma wo no
golden teeth
ba ku otu na o pese wo nyansia na mu a esine na ye fita e din ko pese a yesika kokko.
Amen.
Amen.
Divine counsel
nyankuma efutuo,
and pray for me
ni nyina mu no momo mpa ye ma ye hwefo.
If the Lord it be his will I return, this is what we plan to do.
Seye onyankopon pe na osan de meba we yi ene ne ma hyehye se meye.
As soon as I return, I haven't discussed with the ministers, but as soon as I return, beside this wedding here and there, the main thing that I want to consider, we'll have all night prayers with all the married couples in the church.
Se erade ya dom na me san e ba be dru dru a me ne asomfo yi anwene ho de nenso ne me ahyehye se me ba meye ne se wed na horo a ewe na nim no eda nchen a ni nyina akọ na wie ya no ye beye
nye ni na mpoko na wie ya.
Okay.
Ye beye
emuna no
awarefo nkwa
beye ye beye no awarefo ni nyina beba ame aye anadwumu nyina ampa ebo.
And then we'll talk about different things, but we will call family by family and pray over them, couple by couple, and pray over them.
And no, any
demons that are trying to destroy families, God will kick them out of.
Amen. And no, and I be di and komo ahu robe bri. Nani yine munun sono, ye be fre emusia, ni a bompaye edia mawon sebeyena a damonia homa. A sorry was emusian mono, u nyanko pombe pamone frim.
We'll do the same thing with the youth.
Sanson and mebunus ye be yadia mawon.
And pray with you and ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit and
give you
power to resist the sins.
Yes, Unyankopon se onfa no honhom konkron hye mabunu ne ma no ma won tumi so won be si obonsam ne obonsam ne ye obi akwan.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me stop here and then give an open forum.
Has
anybody got any question that you want to ask?
Na matwa mo se obi wa se mbisa bia obepese obi bisa.
There's one here.
Amen.
Amen.
The maker, you know, and I said, if I may, I brought them in that hospital. Never said, be a queen away. Now, a number of the muscle, empire. A slab dominant with many who want to buy, you know. You bitch, I'm in catching me, and I say, why any suffer? Why any suffer? Why any suffer? Any penny now, a boy in the bonfire. Let's say, dear, a bonfire, and who say, I did hear pa.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
To the ministers and to the church, I know we are going to be getting visitors in my absence, and so I'll discuss with them when they do come. They will schedule a place for them to minister as the Lord leads them. And please be coming to church. Be coming to church.
Osofo si woni hai ebeba se yebenya ahoho a omba besra asafui na wodi onyankopon asem aba etise koba na sa ya hwehwe baabi a yedi wombehye se omoba omdi onyankopon asem bebra asafo.
I know there are at least two people that will be coming by.
Minim.
I will not be here.
Enipa bebe no bia omba besra asafui efra mini ha.
And when they do, they are coming because of us. When they do, we have to take good care of them. Anytime God's servants come, let us take good care of them. And I want to appreciate the musicians, the technicians very much. They sacrifice a lot. See, if they don't come to church, see how dull the place becomes.
Let us
appreciate
our musicians and let us appreciate. Especially
Ato. Ato is such a devoted brother. May God bless him.
It is true. Any inuya Ato. What you know once you have money, you can put say. Abrebia or Babano Noah, Obian Pama, or Nunquan Babano Noah, a radishrano.
Amen. I'm not saying the rest are not, but God, I mean, we all know it. I'm not just saying it. You all see.
Minka sa for fraca no omonia, and then see him send you a wassier to the ones you.
And may the Lord bless every one of you.
Radishra, Ubibiara.
For everything that you do, those of you clean the place. Look, you go to toilet, and some of you are so careless, you spill water anywhere, throw the papers anywhere. And somebody picks them up, cleans up the place so that next time you can sit down comfortably.
We pray for those people. And their brothers
that are so devoted, anytime somebody has a problem, they get there. Charles Odrow, Brother Johnson, Paul, and so many others. They always, anytime something happens, if I don't mention your name, don't worry, because I'm not the one who rewards you. God sees what you're doing.
Amen. Everybody
has something you are doing for God that others may not know about. Don't worry, God sees it.
May
God bless you all. Continue with the prayer meetings. Intensify your own personal devotion in your
homes.
And visit God's servants as much as you can and do something for them.
Na yenkosra onyankopon ko ampendodo a yebetumi na yenkoye biribi a yebetumi famawo.
And we are also diligently, by God's grace, doing what we can, praying for you to bring you messages that will build you up. I wish we could have done something. We were waiting for something to be able to do something.
So
the trustees will tell you, as soon as it becomes less ready, the trustees will tell you what it is. They know.
Say at the corner na ye share ni mu se beba no ah entimi ama no se nya ya crowd no se ebedru a wona wo share ye asafo isu no e de ho amane beba beboye.
They will announce new changes, new directions of what they propose to do.
On Baba country and such a year for fro and a beer for fra or more per se a dear nature.
Cease from listening to gossips.
Oh, my yes, see, I saw see a debate. Conconsa,
cease from listening to anything that will not bless you.
Oh, my yes, see, I saw see a bit here. A dear beer, a yen shrama.
All those that join rebels in the Exodus journey perished with them.
Israel otukro no mu no dodo a wode ho kobo atuatefo ni nyina no omo ni atuatefo ni nyina yirai.
So be very careful what you join to and what you listen to and how you act.
Timoma yan hwe yan hu yie de ye de ho kofam de ye tie ene se ne esi ye ne ya ye dane di.
You know me very well.
Munim yan hwe fo yie.
If I'm worshiping idols and cutting hairs and drinking blood, you all know.
So
if some people get demon anointed by demons and they are saying demonic things, keep away from those things.
Se yen sofo ekumu nwan ekumu mrekire ehwie mo jagu adi gu abosom so a ka yen nyina beda adi ama ye hu enti se obi ma no hokwan e ma demon ne honhun bi sra no na wo ka ensem a etise a moma ye mu enuanu ya som se ebeti ensem a etise.
I remember there are no enemies. Remember, even the great Peter, the devil anointed demons and swore 3 times, I don't know Jesus. So it is not strange. You too, you can be anointed. If you allow yourself, you can be anointed by the devil to do something contrary to the word of the living God until God delivers you from it.
Mumayankai Petru. Or num prono. Bon sam timi bo reni mu emma wake kan tam do nyanku ponse o nim Yesu Christu. Eti sa na wa uti wenzu sa oma o hokwanya. Bon sam beti mi a fa u mono wasra wasra boni. Amwa yen yo mebia etia u nyanku pon.
So I'm attacking the spirit, not people. I'm attacking spirits.
I don't see
the wrong anointings, not the people.
Sa en wasra boni na ho money na ewre ni penumwa. Emma ni tu sa na mono. Eno na wasi sorry tiano. Nenye se ni peduana watimono.
Any other one, then we pray and I close. I'm tired. My feet are aching. Every part of me is tired. I need to go and really rest. So, anybody with any question?
I like
what Brother Safo contributed. The Holy Spirit let him know that when Safo and Nipe in Ebony D1 Bible. Mention the names in your prayers. So mention Anaya's name in your prayers.
Amen.
Mention Brother Kwapong yesterday. The wife and Brother Kwapong, they came home. I went out there. Was it yesterday? 3 days ago? Or previous? Friday, yeah. They came home. We praying for our precious brother. And God can use your prayer to deliver them.
And I know Fiada, Yenia, Quapon, and any rebel, Sofu Fia, my Sofu, a bonpire man, Cosora bonpire, now Paya, Bobono, Betimia, Sunny will be at the affinity.
I'll give you another name, Bra Ebenezer. What is his surname? Ajakwa. Her brother, a believer of the message. Precious brother Ebenezer has been under attack. He can't even talk. It's like paralysis, but it's the devil. Mention his name in your prayers, and God can use your prayers to deliver him.
Obonsam atwasye no soa akome se ekona bebreni ontimi nkasa ontimi nkeka no ho ontimi nyehwe yenim se eya damoni ahomone enedi sa adwuma no etie moni din ewo yempae bomu na onyankopon nam so ebepagya no.
You know, one of the things I've seen and I've learned is when the Holy Spirit anoints you and let's say God gives you a gift of speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit in tongues intercedes for people that you don't even know. It's a spirit that makes you intercede a lot without getting tired.
If
Abraham said, if you ask God and it is in your line, he will give you that gift.
Don't
run away from any blessing of God.
Osrao na se odumo ma ohom konkron aduma chede a eye kasa horo a utimi nam kasa horo no so eye odima mpae bo e de ma afofrom pa unnim won na unhu wonda eti onyankopon utimi de honhoma te se e de dom na eboa eti yensiro onyankopon se wode betom ye.
I remember Brother Abraham, there was this sister. He said, sister, you are in the prayer line for a good purpose.
Odi for Branham na kachre onua ba bi se onua ba wa ba sampai bo santini wo botai pa bi nti.
You want the Holy Ghost.
Wo hwehwe honhom kronkron.
And you have the Holy Ghost already.
Wo honhom kronkron na dada.
But you will not believe you have the Holy Ghost until you speak in tongues.
Na so wo nji ni se wo honhom kronkron ji se wakakasa horo ansa.
Go and ask God and you let you speak in tongues.
Edi ko na ko sro nyankopon se o ma wo kasa kasa horo.
I know some of our people in this center message. They don't really believe the message. They think they believe it but they don't.
Ini papa brave where we brave transem moa what jine ya won say what jine transem didi na so no kure mu no omo nyini.
One of you guys, I don't remember who, said pastor me bompaya na make tema dan no mo so I'm say there was an asie ba sorry asofans he baba ntimi nim say I had there imo nyi kasa afro ni na mse hwe maka kire o. Brother Bram said all the nine spiritual gifts should be working in every local assembly. All the nine spiritual gifts should be working in every local
assembly.
The only thing is that we don't major on minors. We look at the giver, but don't also discount his gifts.
Amen.
So I just want to clear that so that if God is blessing you with something, you don't fight it because you think we don't. We ascribe to every gift that God graciously will give us.
Yeah, dear. Atedi ahorua onyango pwande ma yenina no yesom.
Amen.
Amen.
If the last question, and then we'll pray.
Ase misi echato.
All right.
Ase misi ane se. M said, "Now me ba mufu frono, me ba shore fese na me wa oni ankasa, me ba prayer singing na me ba se so baby me duro me timi ma enti yako last supper noa yanyaka afi mishu ofi esa se eh ne last supper enti me timi aye dema ko me timi aba na time aye ba pon so kura no me ye den me duro me fi ha se enti me duro ho sa enti na singing na me ba last supper me ka se me ba bi kura che." And I'm saying this to a pastor who bet me a bribia, my man. I say, a yaman fanasa.
No, man fanasa.
Etina may be someone.
And yet they say, our deacon, you grab it me a volunteer, O ba, or do the coffee. O cousin, you're in the mafia, or better to us to know Duaco. I know somebody, O be auntie, in this and how can in term of it here be a sure say, O be peppers or bear side, and we offer when you answer. Meboa. Aha, nti mo nhye mo maame ante me ma moni din a ha ne betu me body din a che me ah okay ante monica okwai nti ante monica e na odi sa request ya to God bless you sister. All right, shall we all stand up till we meet.
Till we meet at Jesus' feet.
Wait for the musicians. I want us to really sing it. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet. Jesus feet till we meet. staying close by a believer and you don't find them in church, why don't you go and look for them? Maybe they are not well. Maybe they have a message for the church. If any of you fall sick, take the names of the deacons of the church. And if any of you fall sick, all right, contact the deacons. Don't stay home. Contact the deacons. Take their names. They will display their names and their numbers on the board for you, on the monitors for you. Media men, take the names of the ministers, their contact numbers. Take the names of the deacons and their contact numbers so that church members will know. Those who don't know, you take them, and in case you have a need, you call them and then they will come.
Amen.
And they will take care of you.
Sir Kobana said, Ibi anawane unuebi eneti entemo. Nese unhune se enaka krebu nini oma soria. Ube timi akwa kosrano. Ibi a na wawo enkrebi edi maasafui. Anase bimpa na oyare. Enuti no yenisu no yenhunu asomfuo no. Eni obiara din. Na yenya omo namba nesekoba se bibi ehia yenia yetimia frewon ye dia tuon enim.
And also the ministers and
Sanso ene yahwefo no nso no yenya omo nyina din ene omo numbers enwu ye mfon so na koba se bibi etu yenia omo nso nese wo se frewon na yetimia frewon ne abon na mane.
If nothing changes, the Lord willing, my return trip is only September the 2nd.
Se bibi anse san eye urade pa Bosome nkrone da toso mienu ena mesen aba.
Especially discernment. Anytime they lift their hands up to pray, may the Spirit of God come and answer their prayers.
Amen.
Let testimonies flow. Use their efforts to bring total deliverance to your children in need.
Amen.
And Lord, I pray that your never failing presence will be with the rest of the church.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that where we have failed you, may you forgive us.
Amen.
Lord, where we did your work lackadaisically, may you pardon us.
Amen.
But may we be strengthened.
Amen.
And to be more diligent in the things of God than we have been.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I pray for the young people of the church.
Amen.
At this time when sexual sins are on their ascendancy, and immorality everywhere, sodomy everywhere, filthiness everywhere, Lord, may you keep them pure, sanctified, and filled with the Spirit so that Satan will not get any place in their lives.
Amen.
Restore the backsliders.
Amen.
Heal the sick and the afflicted.
Amen.
Supply the needs of your children. And Lord, protect them from that wicked one.
Amen.
May the death angel be seized.
Amen.
From amongst your children.
Oh Lord.
Except those that you have ordained to come home.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We bless you. How far your grace has brought us.
Amen.
Many calamities that have befallen us, how you have graciously helped us to overcome them.
Amen.
Step by step, we are progressing. We will make it by your grace.
Amen.
So reveal yourself to us more and more.
Amen.
Than you have done in the past. And the other ministers that I even didn't mention, I pray for them all, Lord. I pray for Brother Nelson out there in Australia and his family. I commit Brother Marion. I commit every others who are not here, who may be hidden amongst the congregation, but you know them to be your servants.
Amen.
Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, let your anointing rest mightily upon every one of your servants, your children, wherever they are. And if there's anything in our lives that is displeasing to you, may you cut all of that out of our lives.
Amen.
So that we can offer unto you offering in perfection.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you. I pray that you guide and protect my family, the home, and everyone that will be leaving behind, and those that I'll be meeting. May you protect me along the way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Till we meet.
so we can answer. We let all the kids to direct us. Hallelujah. If I chop a man is a moment, a man met an asset, a man. Now you to know so, as someone need your mumuko basement. It's a man bet me up, a man at an asset. Now you to know so, I could basement. Yeah.